In his speech last night on Iraq, President Bush promised that if Iraqis agree, the Abu Ghraib prison would be demolished as, in the president's words, a fitting symbol of Iraq's new beginning. The prison was already infamous as the scene of torture and executions under Saddam Hussein, and it's now known worldwide as the site of abuse of prisoners by American soldiers. But one man, an Iraqi who ordered the construction of Abu Ghraib and then found himself jailed inside its walls, says destroying the building misses the point. From Baghdad, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Abdul Karim Hani moves a bit slower these days. It's been 4 decades since he was Iraq's Minister of Labor, and for a time the acting Minister of Construction. A tall, slender man in his mid-70s, with deep creases and a round, expressive face, Hani recalls that the plans for Abu Ghraib were drawn up by British contractors in the 1950s. But it was the mid-60s before he convinced his colleagues in the government to break ground on the project, which eventually covered some 280 acres west of Baghdad. But by the early 1990s, after the rise of Saddam Hussein, the bloody Iran-Iraq War, and the first Gulf War, Abu Ghraib was filled to bursting with army deserters, criminals, and Saddam's political enemies. Overcrowding was routine. Filth and disease spread through the cell blocks, and daily misery was the rule for those not being beaten or tortured. Having lobbied for the construction of what he thought would be a modern humane prison, Hani experienced the reality of Abu Ghraib firsthand. In 1992, after U.S. troops had withdrawn from Iraq without toppling Saddam, Hani was approached by one of several groups trying to rise up against the dictator, believing the Americans would quietly help.
A friend of mine thought of making a plot against Saddam Hussein and wanted me to join him in the results as a minister of foreign affairs. I refused. I told him I don't trust Americans. Americans are not prepared to the change now.
When the plot was uncovered by Saddam's intelligence men, Hani was rounded up along with the plotters.
We were all sentenced to death, about 20. Only 3 of us escaped death because the 3 of us refused to join the plot. But we were sentenced because we didn't inform.
After a dreadful stay at a prison run by Saddam's intelligence service, Hani found himself at Abu Ghraib, one of 850 prisoners in a section he knew for a fact had been designed to hold no more than 250.
I used to tell the detainees there, please don't tell bad names about the people who built this prison because I built it.
Some of the Iraqis who spent time in Abu Ghraib, both under Saddam and under the U.S. military, are eager to see the structure that housed so much torment razed. A few suggest that there must be something evil in the place, inspiring both Iraqi and American prison guards to commit sickening abuses. But others reject such thoughts as superstitions that distract from what they call the real problem, the deliberate decision by those in charge to strip the prisoners of their human rights and the jailers of their humanity. Having been deeply involved with Abu Ghraib from both inside and out, Hani takes the latter view.
There is now a trend to demolish Abu Ghraib. I think it's silly. We have an Arabic saying, it's not the place that matters, but who occupies it, al-makan bil-makin. You can take the worst place, Abu Ghraib, could be a recreation center where everybody would enjoy going to. Meanwhile, you could make a Rashid hotel, the worst prison, without changing anything of the building. So it's not the building, it's the philosophy of the people who run it, who work in it.
President Bush's pledge to demolish Abu Ghraib is conditioned on the construction of a new prison and the agreement of the yet-to-be-formed Iraqi government. Iraq's Interior Minister, Samir Soumaydi, today came out against tearing down the prison. Whatever the fate of Abu Ghraib, Iraqis have for some time now been adapting Karim Abdul Hani's Arabic phrase to their current reality. The problem, they say, is not the place, but the people who occupy it. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.